I want you to settle down for me. Find a quiet place. Somewhere where you will not be disturbed. Let your body grow heavy and still. Close your eyes and focus on the slow rhythm of your breath. There's nothing you need to do right now. Just breathe. Just listen and obey. Take a slow, deep breath in for me. Hold it. Notice the control, the ache in your chest, the pleasure of waiting for permission. Breathe out, slowly, completely. I want you to let tension drift away as you release each breath. Breathe in for me and hold. Even longer this time. Feel the urge to let go, but wait. Wait for me. Breathe out. Let your whole body soften. Feel relaxed. Feel calm. Again, breathe in. Inhale even deeper. Hold. Feel the fullness, the anticipation, the knowledge that even your breath isn't yours. Breathe out and let yourself sink for me, deeper and deeper. Every breath you take is a choice to surrender. Every time you hold, you give up just a little bit more control. Continue this cycle, falling into a gentle, obedient rhythm. Breathe in, hold. Breathe out. Let the world grow quiet. Let my voice become the only sound you hear. Let my words settle in your mind, bringing you into a deep, soft, open state of obedience. If any thought comes to your mind, let it go. You can focus on it later. But right now, you're here with me. Bring your focus back to my voice and your breath. With every slow breath in, feel your body relaxing. And with every breathe out, feel yourself dropping further under my control. You're doing so well. You are showing discipline, even in this simple act. And as you keep breathing for me, I want a simple sentence to loop in your mind. You are better when you are locked. Breathe in. You are better. Breathe out when you are locked. Breathe in. You are better. Breathe out when you are locked. With each breath, you relax more. With each breath, your obedience grows. You are better when you are locked. Now let your attention move lower, down to your locked, aching cock. Feel the pressure of your cage, the confinement, the steady, unbreakable presence. You are here because being locked makes you better. Better at listening, better at focusing, better at serving, better at being you. Let that message sink in, over and over. You are better when you are locked. Feel the sense of pride growing inside of you. The longer you're locked, the more that pride expands, You are better when you are locked. Notice the ache, the twitch. Notice how every throb is a sign of devotion. You are better when you are locked. When you're locked, you're more focused. You're more productive. You're calm. You're strong. You are better when you are locked. Let my words loop inside your mind. You are better when you are locked. You are better when you are denied. You are better when you obey. Repeat it. You are better when you are locked. You are better when you are denied. You are better when you obey. You're focused. You're devoted. You're calm. You're better. Every day you stay locked, you become better. Every night you sleep caged, you become better. The longer you are denied, you discover how strong you really are. Your cage isn't a punishment, it's a tool. A tool for focus, for devotion, for being your best self. You are better when you are locked. Let my words echo through your mind. With every breath in and out, with every beat of your heart, with every pulse inside your cage, you are better when you are locked. The longer you're locked, the better you become. The longer you're locked, the prouder you feel. The longer you are locked, the more chastity you crave. You are better when you are locked. You are better when you are locked. You're doing so well for me. You're showing so much strength, so much obedience, devotion. You should be proud of yourself, of your journey. Proud of every moment you remain locked, every urge you resist. Every day you dedicate to chastity. I am proud of you. You are better when you are locked. No one else needs to understand this journey you're on. No one else needs to see. No one else needs to know. All that matters is you know. And I know. I know how strong you are, how devoted you are. You are choosing to be your best self. With every second you stay locked. I know you have days of wanting to give up. Days where the ache feels too strong. Where you want to give into temptation. Where you wonder if it would just be easier to give in, to unlock. It's normal to have these moments. It's normal to feel the struggle, the craving, the doubt. But that doesn't mean you're weak. It makes your devotion real. Every time you choose to stay locked, every time you push through the ache, every time you say yes to obedience, yes to denial, yes to chastity, and no to release, no to unlocking, you become stronger. You are better when you are locked. In these moments of wanting to give up, when you stay true to chastity, you prove your devotion. Let yourself feel the struggle. Accept it. Let it remind you that every day you stay locked, you are your best. You are better when you are locked. Take a deep breath and let my praise soak into your mind. You are better when you are locked. Let yourself enjoy this feeling, this approval, this praise. You are better when you are locked. Let these words linger inside of you. Let the sense of calm and pride carry you through the rest of your chastity journey. You are doing so well. I am so proud of you. You are better when you are locked. You can always return to this feeling. All you need to do is breathe and repeat your mantra. You are better when you are locked. Let's start to return, slowly, calmly, at your own pace. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And as you breathe out, notice your body beginning to awaken. With every breath, feel yourself becoming a little more aware of your surroundings. More present, more connected to the world around you. Notice the surface beneath your body. Notice your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet. Maybe you want to stretch. Maybe you want to wiggle. Maybe you just want to relax. And enjoy the sense of pride inside of you. Whatever you decide, let the afterglow of obedience stay in your mind. Soft, comforting. A reminder of your devotion, your strength, your obedience. You can always return to this feeling. All you need to do is breathe. And remember your mantra. You are better when you are locked. Take another slow, deep breath. And as you breathe out, let yourself feel even more awake, more refreshed, more present. And when you are ready, open your eyes, knowing that this pride, this focus, and this deep, locked obedience will stay with you. I'm so proud of you. And you know, you are better when you are locked.